Coming to you from the mountains and the plains, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance.
And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire.
My name is Joe Altman.
And we're going to be talking about stuff. It's been a stressful time for Joe. So everyone give Joe some love in the comment section. Give some Joe love. Hashtag Joe love in the comment section of Facebook and YouTube. Been a stressful couple days, couple weeks. Rudy Giuliani mentioned your affidavit in the press conference. Things are starting to heat up. So we're going to be talking about that, talking about what's going on with the Trump lawsuit. Some things Joe can talk to us about, some things he cannot. Understandably, the Trump campaign doesn't want to put everything out there because when things go out there, they get discredited by the fake news. And then the judges use those fake news reports to toss out lawsuits. So the best bet is to not share too much. So there's going to be some things Joe can talk about, some things he can't talk about. But we want to provide an update because affidavit signed, Rudy Giuliani brought it up in the press conference. So it's not really a secret anymore. So we welcome back to the show, Mr. Joe Altman. Joe, how's it going?
Honestly? Yeah, I had an opportunity to actually talk to Sydney this morning. My phone has blown up for the last week and a half. You know,
Sydney Powell, don't know.
Yeah. And I also got to talk to some congressional leaders that really just wanted more insight, more information. So what I did is I just took all the information that I had on Eric Coomer and I released the Kraken. Guys, I'm smiling and laughing, but this is actually the first time I've smiled in quite a long time, actually. It's been a very, very heavy week and a half. And I think the heaviness just comes from there's just so much that rides on this.
Yeah.
But it's not just me. I mean, so one of the things that I asked of Sydney is, so tell me you have like a lot of evidence. I mean, tell me that this isn't hyperbole. I still have trouble saying
it. Yeah, we got it. Hyperbole.
Tell me that what you're doing actually is it's all going to come out. And she goes, Joe, you don't worry about it, right? You're just a part of the puzzle. Just continue to, you know, press on and do the things that you're doing, and we're doing the same thing. So, you know, she's a very nice person. It was a great conversation, and frankly, I feel like as we go down this path, I feel more and more confident that the more that we uncover, the more we'll be able to uncover the great misdeeds against the American people. I do want to say this because I've said it before, but I want to say it again. Sorry, I thought I left my glasses somewhere, so I asked somebody to bring them to me.
Uh-oh.
I actually can't see you right now. We're in different studios, uh-oh, but I just found them in my...
Well, if you don't know, I have a haircut. I got a haircut. You do? Oh. So, yeah. So put the glasses on, you'll see I have a haircut.
All right, sorry. Hey, give me one second here.
So Joe has signed the affidavit. He is part of the lawsuit. Rudy Giuliani mentioned it. What can you share about the process of signing an affidavit? Because a lot of people don't understand what it actually entails. You have to, it's basically you stating all of the facts as you are presenting them. And then you have to swear under penalty, depending on what jurisdiction, penalty of perjury. Sometimes they call it penalty of prosecution, which if this is a federal case, which it seems like the Trump campaign is going to do, if you lie on an affidavit, that's 5 years in prison.
Yep.
Boom,
sure is.
Done. So to see the left and the media just claim that affidavits are no big deal, like forget about it, it's just hearsay. It's not hearsay. This is, your case, it's ear witness testimony.
Well, and it's not even just, it's not hearsay, but I'm not worried about the 5 years. I did not lie about anything. I told the absolute truth. And actually, if you go through the facts, And this is why the fake news media and the tech companies are going to have a hard time with this. The chronological order of why I was on that call, what I was looking for, the fact that Eric's name coming up with Dominion, coming up in that deal, it was serendipitous. So the fact that they were off running their mouth about what they planned on doing, and then being able to say, look, I presented that information at a FEC meeting about the Antifa journalist on the mid October, and then fast forward to when I started doing research, I didn't make Eric Coomer connect the dots for me. He did, right? He's the one that became the spokesperson everywhere. He is the one that put his fingerprints in every state and every country, right? As we talked about before, in Mongolia and others. Like I'm now starting to gather information on other countries that they're trying to get into. Yeah. That guess whose name is on all of those? Eric Coomer. I mean, it's fascinating and frightening all at the same time. I didn't make him post the Antifa manifesto. I didn't make him post YouTube videos that say F the USA, dead prez, and the kind of what comes with all of that, right? And if you read about Antifa, if you just read what they're about, it's an anti-American organization. It's against everything we stand for as a country. And here's a guy that is the director of strategy and security. And by the way, he holds patents. He's assigned those patents to Dominion. This isn't, again, this is not something that's made up. None of this is made up. You can't explain away anything that I found on Eric Coomer, anything that I found on Dominion. Just same way you can't explain away math and science. Can't explain away what Max was trying to go through with you before, which was the Benford Law. You can't explain that away. Right. Yeah. You can't explain away what Louder Than Crowder put out there about, hey, listen, let me show you what election fraud is, where he walked through the tallies in the different precincts. He walked through the number of votes. He walked through the people that are registered to vote. And then he walked through at the very end votes that, frankly, don't have any sort of they weren't registered. Those people that actually voted weren't registered to vote. So that's what that's what election fraud looks like. It's exactly what they did. And it was a multi-state effort. It involved the DNC. It involved Dominion. It involved people in the Democrat Party. It involved socialists. Like we've been talking about this, Max, for a long time. And nothing that we've actually said up to this point can be refuted. And I think that's driving Facebook crazy. I think it's driving them crazy because we have to lie. We have to lie for them to take us off of Facebook. We have to do something wrong. They can't take us off. Right. And the same thing, I know that YouTube is going to try and do the same thing that Twitter did. Well, I got to tell you something. I'm talking to Congress right now about Twitter taking me down on Twitter. I'm talking to Congress. I'm talking to congressional people about that right now. I'm saying, let me just send you all the screenshots of the things that I actually put up and the fact that this is what they told me I did. They said that I had multiple accounts that were used to threat and intimidate. I didn't do any of that. I didn't threaten anyone. I didn't intimidate anyone. What I said is, this is truth. This needs to come out, and we're headed towards a reckoning. That's what I said.
So,
and now you take a little deep breath.
Just to, we're not going to put the affidavit up because we don't want to release it until the Trump campaign releases it. But just to basically paraphrase and explain the conversation that you have now basically sworn under oath that this is what you heard, that you infiltrated a phone call between Antifa cells, for lack of a better word, in Colorado Springs and Denver, trying to coordinate their actions. And someone named Eric began to speak on the call, and people asked who Eric was. And someone else replied, he's the Dominion guy. Eric then began to speak, and but he ended up being interrupted by someone who said, what are we going to do if Trump wins this effing election? And Eric, now understood to be Eric Coomer, said, don't worry about the election. Trump is not going to win. Quote, I made effing sure of it, end quote. And then he laughed.
And then, well, everyone
according to the affidavit, someone said, effing right.
People and at the time, I was laughing. Right? I was going, you got to be kidding me. I mean, the whole country is for President Trump. I mean, the people that can't even vote that are under the age of 18 are for Donald J. Trump for president. And the ridiculousness of 80 million people voting for Biden, who didn't leave his basement that no one would come out and see. They did not just wake up one day and decide that there's a huge amount of just fire for Biden. That's not what happened, people. That's not what happened.
Yeah.
It's not what happened.
Hit that, make sure on Facebook you hit the share button, you give us a thumbs up, a like, and comment on YouTube. Make sure that you hit the thumbs up, very important. Make sure you subscribe and then hit the bell for notifications and keep commenting. We are watching your comments. Phone line isn't open right now because we want to get so much in. We have a lot to talk about, so phone line's not open right now. Maybe we'll take phone calls towards the end.
We can take phone calls. I don't see why we can't take phone calls. I mean,
well, I
want to
make sure we get
to...
through everything. Let's get through everything, and then we can take phone calls. I also don't want to risk.
I could use some encouragement. I'm not going to trust me. There's no risk of me saying too much. I believe in the theory that loose lips sink ships, right? I've had people fly out and actually meet with me, and I got really pissed off last night. I was actually, I went to dinner and I just said, "Why are you here? I mean, you flew in to see me. Why? Why are you here? Like, what do you want from me?" And he goes, "Well, I just wanted to meet you." And I was like, "You want to validate me? You want me to know that I'm a real guy? I'm a real guy. Now, why are you here?" So I'm a little bit on edge. I'm a little angry, right? I mean, anyone that thinks that this is easy, this is not easy. It's not easy standing up. It's not easy actually having the conversation that I'm having. It's not easy getting, phone calls where my phone rings off the hook every which way but Sunday. None of that stuff is easy. Matter of fact, it's terrifying. If you want the God honest truth, it's terrifying. It's terrifying because not because I'm afraid, because I'm not. I'm reserved to the fact that if they're going to fix an election, I'm the last guy in the world that they want to be walking around. I get it, right? But I also understand the constitutional integrity that we have as a nation. I understand it. We have to preserve it. If we don't preserve it, we're a communist society. I want you to know that one leads to the other. It's not, if this isn't true, then this is true. That means that freedom and justice is just a mirage, right? And that we don't have a free government, a free country, and that the government rules over us, and that we just become ants on the ant farm. We are slaves to our government, and that makes us a communist society. So if we're not a constitutional republic, we don't turn into a socialist government, we turn into a communist government. There's a distinct difference between that. And what we're experiencing right now in this election is the preservation of constitutional integrity, right? And I do believe, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that this all is done because I started FEC United. I walked down this path. I got involved. I felt led to get to do something with FEC that led to what we're dealing with now. I believe that it's that God wanted it to happen. You could say, "Well, did he talk to you?" And I would tell you, no, no burning bush for me. I guess I'm not that important, but I am important enough.
It's not a conversation.
It's
not a conversation.
Yeah.
There's the famous scene in Hacksaw Ridge. Anyone who's seen the movie. Where they take Desmond Dawes and they try and give him a section, 8 discharge from the military because he is a conscientious objector, even though he wants to run into battle without a rifle. And they start trying to make him out to be crazy and making out to be like it's a conversation. He says, "No, it's not a conversation. I listen to God and I try and live my life that way, but it's not like he's in my head talking to me."
Right. And they mocked him, right? So, I mean, there's a mocking that happened.
So let's update everyone on this. Mr. Producer, go ahead and put up my screen. The new rankings for Apple Podcasts are out, and we are still number 28. So we survived a second day as 28. Buck Sexton is now one below us. The bad news is Chris Hayes just jumped over us again, but that just means we get to take him down a second time. So everyone in the description, make sure that you subscribe to our audio podcast on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. Leave us a good review. We're getting lots of good reviews. Really does help. So please make sure you check out.
And if you could share it, right? Just share it. I mean, and again, I've said before that I don't really want to put myself in a position where I track rankings. I do enjoy that every day that Max is like, yes. But for me,
I'm happy that Chris Hayes went above us so that we get to pass him again. Like that just will feel even better. I like being able to pass MSNBC again. And if you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, that'll help us rise in these rankings. So go ahead and take that off the screen. I want to put up something because this is incredible. Let's put up image one. This is part of an affidavit that has been, I believe, filed by Lynn Wood. It might have been filed by someone else. It's looking at Michigan. And if you look at those spikes, you see that those spikes are huge. And you see that's how Joe Biden was able to win, quote unquote, with an asterisk next to it, Michigan. You see that it's like way, way, like huge jumps in the vote for Joe Biden. And what they've
all
actually
at one
determined.
Time.
Yeah. What they've actually determined is looking at the machines that were present, looking at the rate, the maximum rate at which these machines can process ballots, even if those machines were being pushed to the limit, even if they were basically tabulating ballots as fast as physically possible, which never would happen because there's always time in between batches where you have to reload, just like a copier machine, right? You have to reload the paper. Even if they were to run at maximum capacity, it would still not be possible for them to tabulate this many votes in the time that the Democrat boards of elections, boards of canvassers claim that they counted. There's too many votes. The machines could not physically have tabulated that many votes in the time that Democrats are claiming they did it. So, I mean, again, as we dive deeper into this, it's just the things that don't make sense, still don't make sense, right? But they're also starting to be revealed to be physically impossible. You cannot run the machines that they had in Michigan fast enough to basically pull this many votes. So just a really interesting part from that new lawsuit. And there's an emergency hearing that was scheduled this afternoon in Georgia that Lynn Wood is filing after he said he found discrepancies, found ballots that had no crease marks. Someone actually messaged us yesterday and said that it is possible to have a ballot with no crease mark. Very, very unlikely. Very, very unlikely to have a ballot with no crease marks. So, yeah, we can go ahead and take that image off the screen now, Mr. Producer. And let's play a little bit of this because the Trump campaign, their press conference got taken down. Again, they mentioned you. I don't have the clip of them mentioning your affidavit. I'm pissed off. It might be in one of them, but I was getting ready for the show and couldn't cut up in time. But let's play that first. This is Rudy Giuliani talking about the affidavits. I might have gotten Joe's affidavit in here. Let's go ahead and play cut 4.
And I'd like you to note that it's signed under penalties of perjury. We have 100 more of these. I can't show them to you because those people don't want to be harassed. They don't want to have their lives torn apart by the goons on the other side. We don't do that to them. They've done that to a lot of our people. They've done it for 4 years. And it's outrageous that it's tolerated, and it's tolerated because you condone it in the press, and you don't cover it, and you don't condemn it. And it shouldn't happen to a Republican or a Democrat. A lawyer shouldn't have to withdraw from a case because he's representing the President of the United States. There are many more affidavits here. I'd like to read them all to you, but I don't have the time. You should have had the time and energy to go look for them. That's your job. Like it's my job to defend the president and to represent the president. It's your job to read these things and not falsely report that there's no evidence. Do you know how many affidavits we have in the Michigan case? 220 affidavits. They're not all public, but 8 of them are. 4 affiants here, those are people who give affidavits, report an incident that under any other circumstances would have been on the front page of all your newspapers if it didn't involve the hatred that you have, irrational, pathological hatred that you have for the president.
So we don't have the clip of him mentioning Joe's affidavit. Maybe we'll try and find it. Maybe Mr. Producer Josh can find it while we're going with the show today. But he's absolutely right. The affiants who signed the affidavits, they are, as you did, Joe, swearing under penalty of perjury. And to see the media discount it and say that didn't happen, it can't be trusted, is to basically call every other affiant a liar, call you a perjurer without presenting any evidence to back it up, right? I mean, the media loves to say you need the evidence, but they're so quick to declare that someone who just literally put their life on the line by signing this, to declare them a liar. But the media has no proof. But the media thinks that they are too godly to need proof, that they're able to just say whatever they want. And because they're the fourth branch of government, they should be able to just discredit someone without even reading the affidavit. I mean, we saw this week that the mainstream media didn't even read Trump's amended lawsuit, and claimed that he had dropped things that never were dropped. Right. So the media is not real. What the reporters are saying are not real. I have a clip and I'll get your reaction to it, Joe. This is, Mr. Producer, I just sent this over to you. This is a CNN reporter. Watch what happens when the CNN reporter says that who they represent, CNN. Let's go ahead and play the CNN video clip.
What publication are you with?
CNN.
What did you say, CNN?
Yeah, she says CNN. And everyone just laughs at her. Like, of course. Oh, of course you're from CNN. And the whole room laughs at her.
Yeah.
I mean, the media thinks that they are just like, that they just have this blank check to just say whatever they want, write whatever they want, discredit people without providing any evidence. I mean, this is going to come down on them. These affidavits, a lot of them are now being corroborated by evidence, by real evidence. Go ahead, put up my screen, Mr. Producer. This came out today. This started getting pushed by Steven Crowder this morning, that the official results as they were posted in Wayne County. Joe, do you notice anything interesting about that registered voter column?
Zero.
They zeroed them all out.
Yeah.
They zeroed them all out. You look at one ABCB 35 in Detroit saying no votes were cast on election day. I mean, you start to ask, why did the Wayne County Board of Canvassers refuse, now the Republicans refuse to certify? It's because this is what they were given. They zeroed out the registered voters, so you can't actually compare the number of votes cast against the people who are registered.
Right.
This is literal fraud. Like, you can't just say, oh, we have no idea how many registered voters are. That's not true. They zeroed it out. And they zeroed out a number of other parts of their reporting. That's why they couldn't, in good conscience, sign off on it. It's just, it's incredible. It's incredible that no matter what we find, no matter what we see, the media just claims it doesn't exist. What do you think, Joe?
I think that Snoops just came out and asked for me to respond to, they call it a media claim or media inquiry, where they actually are asking me to, thank you very much. They're asking me to respond to a media inquiry from Snoops. And Snopes? He said, Snopes, whatever.
Or Snoops.
Snopes.
Well, one is a rapper. The other one is a discredited fact-checking organization.
Please provide any relevant archive links, screenshots, URLs of Eric Coomer's past post on Facebook in particular. Please provide any evidence
that
demonstrates.
Don't give him anything.
But that's not the point.
Is that from Snopes?
It's from Snopes. I'll even.
Yeah, no, don't.
Do you want it? I mean, send it over to you. You want to put it up on the screen so everybody can actually know who this guy is? Dan McGill.
No. We cannot share any names, any email addresses. We cannot dox them.
Here's the thing that they don't know about me. First of all, I've got an army of attorneys that have said, whatever you need, Joe, we're going to stand up for you 100%. So I have that. So I'm prepared to take on any of the media. I mean, obviously, I'm having a conversation with people in congressional offices talking about specifically how they can help me with Twitter. And frankly, I don't want to even be on Twitter, but it's the fact that they actually violated my First Amendment right, violated my ability to actually put information out there that was for the common good and the well-being of the American people. Now, I want you to understand that. That is what they're saying, that you do not deserve to know. You do not deserve to actually have the truth, that they get to tell you who the president is. They get to do anything they want to interfere with the election because you don't matter. So I want to tell you what that actually also means. That means you're a slave. You're a slave. And that they basically say, go to work, give me 50% of your paycheck, and just be glad that I didn't come over there and shoot you. Because that's where it's getting to. Oh, and by the way, we're going to take away your Second Amendment rights, right? We're going to force you to do things our way. We're going to force you to buy healthcare through a system that literally is providing no good to the American people. I mean, Max, I just can't even understand the concept behind how the left thinks. I don't understand it. I can't put it together. I try.
So under no circumstances should you ever respond to Snopes. Ms. Brewster, go ahead and put up my screen. There's a very, very viral video put out by the Regent University School of Law, and it's a Regent Law Professor James Duane. The title is Don't Talk to the Police, and he spends like 20 minutes talking why you should never talk to the police. And the reason is there's nothing you can say to the police that will help you. One of the rules of evidence is that the police can use stuff against you, but they can't actually say anything to help you because that would be hearsay, right? So under no circumstances should you ever talk to the police, because you cannot ever become more innocent. If you're innocent, nothing you do can possibly make you more innocent. The only thing that could happen would make you more guilty. There is nothing positive that can come out by talking to Snopes, by giving Snopes anything, right? Because they will just use it to try and discredit you. We already know what their agenda is. So do not talk to Snopes. Anytime, if you get a media request from anyone, just respond quite simply, I don't talk to fake news reporters. Or I only talk to real reporters. You work for a rag. Bye-bye.
Well, I think what I said is, hi, Dan, what can I do for you? I believe I did a substantial job of putting
on. Don't say anything. Don't say anything because they'll twist it.
How are they going to twist it? I have it.
They will twist it.
Are you asking for links to those interviews? Are you asserting that what I said was in any way?
They'll make you look guilty.
How?
They will. I guarantee you Snopes will not take anything you send to them and help make you look more innocent.
Right? Actually,
there is
actually,
nothing that they will do to make you look more innocent.
Actually, I think that I have to respond to it because otherwise they say it's not true. Right. And so by responding to it, they give me a time to respond to it. Well, my attorneys say I should respond to it. They just said, don't just ask them if they would like a link to the information that we actually put out there. So maybe they'll download Conservative Daily and we'll move from 28 to 27.
Here's what you do. You send Snopes the link to the Conservative Daily podcast on Apple Podcasts, which everyone is linked in the description, and get them to subscribe and just don't tell them what episode it is. So they have to download 4 or 5. and that way we get some more downloads.
It's kind of funny, right? I mean, it is kind of funny. I mean,
I wouldn't respond to them at all. I have to respond.
I mean, I've done my duty to respond. I do, and I will, and I think that's good.
They are not a court of law. They are a rag that's entire existence is to discredit conservatives. Like, Joe, if you do that, they will use that link to label us as fake news, right?
Why?
Snopes is one of the
Facebook sending it over to Michelle Malkin.
Don't even talk to them. Don't even talk to them. They are just trying to take us down. just let it go to voicemail, right? Nothing they do could possibly help the case. They're only going to try and find ways to poke holes in what you say.
You can't poke holes in it.
Nothing you say to Snopes will be used to help you.
That's my point.
Be used to hurt you.
They can only do that to a guy that's not willing to fight. And I'm a fighter.
No.
I mean, when I came out, all right, stop. I'm going to make my own decision. I made my own decision to go this far, and I got guards that have to be heavily armed, walking around with battle rattle on to protect me and my family. So don't tell me what I can and can't do. I know that you don't want me to for my own best interest, but frankly, I want to be able to say to them so that they can actually dig their own grave. Right, so when they come out and say something about Snopes, I can send a couple of attorneys over there. I can snooze Snopes or Snopes or whatever it is, right? And put an end to all of this fake news crap that they have because they've built an entire kingdom of it, right? Did you hear what Rex said, by the way, the billionaire Rex?
No, but I just put before you send it, I just put a poll in the Facebook live stream. Should Joe answer the Snopes email? Yes or no? Answer it. And before you send it, let's just see what the viewers think.
All right. Well, the viewers, I think, are going to understand that I'm a very measured person. It's not like I'm going to come out and just run around and say a bunch of stuff that is
nothing.
There's nothing to incriminate me. There's zero to incriminate me.
There's zero to make you more honest. Like they will not. They are fact checkers. They do not. They will not ever tell anyone that you are being honest. At best, they'll say unproven, and then you'll have that hanging over. They will never say it's verified. The only thing they will do is say it's unproven, unprovable, or false. They never actually say that conservative accusations or conservative points are true. They just don't do it. They pick and choose. So before you send it, let's let the poll work out. Right now, it's 71% no. Listen, you can do what you want. I've worked with these fact checkers. I've had emails to me, and the one time I ever responded to them, they took it all out of context, and they used it to try and make me look ridiculous. So you're innocent. You're telling the truth. There is nothing you tell them that could possibly make you more honest or more innocent. The only thing you can do by talking to someone we know are a leftist rag would actually hurt you. It's just you might think you'll talk circles around them, but they will. You'll send them a paragraph. They'll take out 5 words. And they'll mischaracterize it and try and bury you. So I say no. You do what you want. The listeners, the viewers are overwhelmingly 75% no. But we'll let it go.
Yeah, let me explain to you what 75%. And look, I, out of all due respect, I want to just tell everyone this. What I've done is run directly into the line of fire. I did that up to this point. Right. So I believe that I don't just tell people courage is more infectious than fear. I live my life that way. Right. I live my life by two things, my faith in God and my love for my country and my family. So, I mean, I am the risk is already there for me. The risk is already dramatically substantial for me. You're giving someone an opportunity to write something where I don't have a response to it means that they can do whatever they want. If I don't respond, they can say whatever they want. Well, they are, but at this point, then I can actually sue them, right? I can sue them, and they say it's unsubstantiated. They can all go to an interview, one interview.
I know.
And see the actual information, right? If they discredit me, then they probably need to go find a new thing to do because I'm coming all after right. them.
So let me just present it this way. Let me just try and show it, right? You say go to the Michelle Malkin interview. Michelle Malkin might be coming on the show tomorrow. She's a great conservative, right? Great person. Well, let me show you how they might try and spin it.
She'll come on. She said she'd come on this week. Tomorrow's the end of the week. I just had was text messaging with her earlier. So I guess I should ask her.
We're having her on the show soon.
You asked me to check into it. Yeah. Okay.
I like everything she's about, but let me show you, if you tell them to go to Michelle Malkin's video, this is how Snopes will present it. Joe Altman presented unsubstantiated conspiracy theories on Michelle Malkin's podcast, a show known for furthering unsubstantiated conspiracy theories. You see how like something that seems really easy and no risk to it, it's very easy to spin it. It's very, very easy to spin it to make you look less credible. And that's what they're going to try and do because we know what the left does. They work together. These fact checkers work together with media outlets and they launder information. They use the same information to basically verify itself. Three outlets publish the same thing from the same source. And then they use it to basically support each other. It's like, oh, well, what we say must be true because they reported it. When if you actually boil down to it, it's all basically run by the same outfit. So again, I would be very, very nervous because just participating in it, that they will not come back and say Joe is right. They won't. They just won't. And honestly, if you're going to respond, I would have your lawyer send the email. Have your lawyer send the email. Refer them to legal counsel. Don't say anything because they can also make you out to look argumentative. Right?
I'm not argumentative.
I know, but they can make it look like you are. We emailed Joe Altman for comment and he responded with a combative email, right? A passive aggressive email that goes before a judge and that could be used to discredit you. I just say, be quiet. Just right to remain silent. You've said your piece in your affidavit. Don't give interviews with any organization that you know
will
even possibly be used against you.
Yeah.
Remember when I was accused of a car crash and I told the cop I did not hit anyone and the cop wrote down in their report that I did hit someone?
Yeah.
And once it was in that report, it was impossible to get out, even if you had video evidence of it. And I don't talk to anyone. If you're innocent, it's not going to help you. So let's keep going with this interview with the Trump press conference today. We have another clip of Rudy Giuliani talking about how they caught him, how the Trump campaign caught the fraudsters. Let's go ahead and play cut one.
And even the New York Times wrote articles about how dangerous mail-in voting was. And this is the first time we ever did it en masse. And I think we proved that all three are prophets. It's not only susceptible to fraud, it is easily susceptible to fraud, particularly if you have a plan or scheme, which sounds eerily similar to what Joe Biden told us a few days before the election, that he had the best voter fraud team in the world. Well, they were good. I don't know that they were that good because they made significant mistakes, like all crooks do, and we caught them.
So just in case anyone doesn't remember, here is the clip of Joe Biden bragging about how Democrats had created an extensive and inclusive voter fraud network. Let's play cut two.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Wow. Saying the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's what you do when you have dementia. You do that.
We just had someone send us in the clip of Rudy Giuliani talking about your affidavit. So I just sent it to Mr. Producer Josh. He's going to get it teed up, and then we will play it, definitely. So while that's getting teed up, good point to remind everyone that we do have a Conservative Daily store. Lots of people don't know that, but we do have a store that helps support the channel, helps support what we do. And we have two new T-shirts that we just put up that I think are great. Mr. Producer, let's go ahead and put up T-shirt one. Come and take it, the Thanksgiving edition. Anyone who doesn't know what this is basically modeled off of that famous Texas flag where they had a cannon and they flew it and they taunted the Mexican army to come and take their cannons if they really wanted them. Didn't work out too well for the Mexican army. So we have a Thanksgiving edition, and let's go ahead and put up T-shirt two. We also have, of course, a Christmas edition. And I love this one, how the star that's found in the original flag lines up so perfectly with that Christmas tree design. So check out the link in the description. Pick up one of these T-shirts. They're trying to cancel Thanksgiving. They're trying to cancel Christmas and make it illegal
because they have no faith. Because they have no faith. Because it's an attack on our country. It's an attack on the foundation of our country. Everything that we stand for. Just like they had to do these lockdowns, through Memorial Day. I'm so upset over the fact that Americans have not had a bigger stand on this. And I think it just has a lot to do with that fear of loss, like that fear of what the consequences are. But if we all stand together, we already saw what they did to Antifa. There's no consequences, none, zero, right? And I'm going to be meeting with about 700 business people in Colorado in a couple hours, in 3 or 4 hours, to walk through what they can do. And they go, hey, yeah, we're all going to stay open. I mean, and I said to them, I go, look, what's the worst that can happen? You're going to go out of business? You're going to take away your business license? You're going to go out of business anyway.
Yeah.
Right? And people in the community will come visit with you and they'll be there. And they say, well, what if they walk in with the sheriffs and the police? I said, then we'll just rally around. The people that are there have to be willing to stand up for you while they're in the restaurant, while they're in the place of business. The governor does not get to decide what we are as a country. They don't get to decide. They don't get to bark orders at us. Remember what I said, constitutional republic for the people, by the people, or communism. And by the way, they bark at us that we're a democracy. Every time we turn around, it's someone on the news saying it's a threat to our democracy. We're not a democracy.
Yeah.
We're a
democratic. So make sure you check out those T-shirts. Let me finish the spiel. T-shirts, link in the description. Get your come and take it Thanksgiving. Get your come and take it Christmas T-shirts and help support the channel. Mr. Producer is working on getting that. He says he can't get it to play in a browser. That is unfortunate. So we'll keep trying to get it to play. But we have more cuts already pulled up. Let's go ahead and play this. This is Rudy Giuliani saying there was enough Philly fraud to fill a library. Let's play cut three.
Which to any experienced investigator, prosecutor, would suggest that there was a plan from a centralized place to execute 100%. These various acts of voter fraud, specifically focused on big cities. And specifically focused on, as you would imagine, big cities controlled by Democrats, and particularly focused on big cities that have a long history of corruption. The number of voter fraud cases in Philadelphia could fill a library. Just a few weeks ago, there was a conviction for voter fraud, and 1-2 weeks before that.
So he's absolutely spot on. It could fill a library. But when it comes to your affidavit, Joe, it might not even necessarily fill a library, because all that would be necessary would be a change to one or two lines of code. I mean, you don't have to manufacture ballots.
No,
if
you don't.
Dominion put their finger on the scale.
Right.
So they've uncovered enough fraudulent ballots to fill sections of a library. But when you're talking about Dominion, when you're talking about vote switching, we're also seeing reports of potential weighted voting. This idea that you could set the system up so that anytime someone voted for one candidate, they'd only get a percentage of a vote. Really shady stuff. It's almost like the three-fifths compromise when you look at the American founding, where they said American slaves for representation purposes for the census would be counted as three-fifths of a person. There's really no reason to have weighted results programmed into these machines, the ability to say every time someone votes for someone, it only returns half a vote. I mean, there's still a legitimate reason for that. But apparently these machines have that capability built right into them, which is incredibly terrifying.
Yeah, sorry, they were just asking me if somebody was asking me if I talked to someone, and I said yes. So I unfortunately have to monitor my email or my text messaging while I'm actually on the show. And the reason being is because I don't know what's going to come in next. I want you to know something about kind of this whole experience though, that has been kind of eye opening. And that is, the more that I talk to people that are in and around Washington and are helping out with this campaign, the more that I realize that our society has actually been drawn towards a place where we lack conviction, right? We lack the ability to stand up regardless of what the consequences were. And I want to take us back like 4 or 5 decades or longer. I'm sorry. Let me take it back a little bit further than that. It's now like 70 years when they stormed the beaches of Normandy. Right. I mean, just think about that. You had 18-year-old young men that signed up to go fight in World War II, right? And World War I. I don't want to take anything away any veteran. I don't take anything away from anyone that sacrificed their life. But when they stormed the beach of Normandy, if any of you knows anything about history, they were told beforehand that there's a high probability that you might not come back.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they knew that.
And those men got into those U-boats and they literally went up. And if any of you have ever been to Normandy, you would think to yourself that the movie's right, that it's just they only had a small window of area where they actually had to run through the water. Well, that's not true. The Normandy beaches are literally could be a mile and a half long, and although that they timed it to where they came up on the beaches during a tide time, they still had to walk through heavy fire for hundreds of yards.
It's brutal. It's brutal. I'm trying to get the press conference. I think I've actually, Mr. Producer, will YouTube work?
Yeah. So okay. Can I say this though? This depravity that we have,
this is why you shouldn't answer emails, because you're fired up.
Yeah, well, this lack of courage that I think the American people, I don't think holistically feel, but I think that we fail to recognize that the courage that we feel inside, that we can encourage someone else to have that same amount of courage. And that as I talk to people in Washington and it was said to me on the phone this morning that people in Washington have basically moved on. And even people that are on the Republican side, they just want to get past it because they don't want to have the conflict. And frankly, standing up for what's right is difficult. What's right is rarely popular, and what's popular is rarely right. I've lived my life that way. And I'm not saying that I'm a Boy Scout. I've made lots of mistakes. I have an ex-wife. So I could tell you that I don't have an ex-wife because I didn't make mistakes. And I have things in my life that are mistakes, but one of the things that I've always run towards is run towards truth. I've run towards the opportunity to stand up for others. And in this case, I just hope that it's worth it. I hope that there's enough people in Washington that can turn around and say, look, if these people, not just me, but others are willing to, put everything on the line, because that's what we're doing, because we already know that there's an evil group of people that want to silence everything about anyone that goes against them. That other people would have that same courage, that they would stand up as well and recognize that, they have to be in the fight for truth. They have to be in the fight for our constitutional republic. So that's just mine.
We do have a fact check from Edward on YouTube. A U-boat is a German submarine. He didn't say this, but I know it stands for Unterseebooten.
Okay, not under U-boat. The sea boat. Sorry, I don't know what it is. It's a big. It looks like a U-boat.
No, it's not a U-boat. U-boats are submarines. I just wanted to preemptively get that fact check in before Snopes takes us out. All right, Mr. Producer, I sent over that clip for you with a timestamp, 59:30. Let's see if we can put it up.
We're done in those countries, as this was exported from Venezuela and by Maduro and by Mr. Chavez and by Cuba. And of course, we know China also has a substantial presence in Venezuela and substantial interest in making sure that President Trump does not continue in office. This is the consummate foreign interference in our election in the most criminal way you can possibly imagine.
You're too far. Take it down. We tried. They mentioned Joe's affidavit and Eric Coomer. You can find it all there. It's right around that hour mark, a little bit before. So we got a couple more cuts that we do have prepared. Here is this I thought was really interesting. This is from Joe Biden just a couple of weeks ago, actually a couple months ago. Joe Biden was basically pre-COVID, so this was definitely a few months ago, probably last year, where he was brought up. He was actually confronted by someone who claimed that Donald Trump was illegitimate, and Joe Biden responded that he agreed. I want to make sure that we play this because it's important for the record that last year, or in the lead up to, probably this was probably right around the turn of the year, Joe Biden agreed that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. Let's go ahead and play cut five.
He is an illegitimate president in my mind. That's it. I think all the talk about impeachment and what the Democrats should do, that's fine. It's theoretical at this point. Let them investigate. Let them subpoena. Let them go to the Supreme Court. He's illegitimate. And my biggest fear is that he's going to do it again with the help of Vlad, his best pal. And we're going to be stuck for six more years of this guy. And that is terrifying. It's terrifying.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree. And one of the things we have to do here.
Absolutely agrees. He's an illegitimate president. And Joe Biden absolutely agrees. So that was Joe Biden, based on the conversation, most likely towards the end of last year. And here we are saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. How does it make sense that all of the Detroit precincts zeroed out their number of registered voters? So we can't compare the number of registered voters to the number of votes cast. That's why the leftists were freaking out 2 days ago, because it's irreconcilable. If you don't actually keep track of how many people registered to vote that day, you can't possibly know whether those votes are legitimate. They zeroed it out. So of course the left is freaking out. But I just thought it was so funny that Joe Biden agreed that Donald Trump was illegitimate. And now if you say the same about Joe Biden, you are considered a conspiracy theorist. Interesting how the mainstream media and the fact checkers work, isn't it?
He's an absolute illegitimate candidate. He's not the president-elect either. And there is no office of the president-elect.
There isn't. It's not
it
a real thing.
Exist.
It's not a real exist. Thing. He also, technically, when he's calling these foreign leaders, he's breaking the same law that the Obama campaign after Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn was having conversations with the Obama administration, went after Flynn for violating the Logan Act. Now, that is a law that has never been successfully prosecuted in court because it probably, right. if actually put up to scrutiny, does not pass the constitutional test. You can't criminalize a conversation on the phone simply because the person on the other end is a foreign leader. But it's just very interesting that Joe Biden, when he was in that White House Oval Office meeting with the heads of the FBI and the DOJ, that it was Joe Biden who recommended they use the Logan Act to prosecute Michael Flynn. But now he is doing the same thing that in that moment he was so critical of. It's just, there's so much hypocrisy all around. It almost gives me a headache because we're uncovering and we're reporting on evidence of fraud and irregularities so fast, and it just all gets just thrown out like, oh no, it's not real. Oh, that's not real. It's incredible. We live in really a post-truth world. It's not a fake news world. It's a world where no matter how truthful something is, the people who control the avenues at which it would be dispersed to people, whether that be social media, we're even seeing now WordPress taking down websites because they don't like it. MailChimp has taken down websites because they don't like what they're sending by email. So you have social media, the tech companies, you have the WordPress, which helps you basically set up websites. You have the mainstream media. They're all controlling what information people can get. And it's just incredible that truth gets buried and the lies get basically brought to the top. It's depressing. Regardless of what happens in this, regardless of whether Trump is able to pull this out, which if he gets a fair shake, he should, regardless of whether he can pull it out or not, we have a big problem on our hands because, and we saw this in the hearing earlier this week, the amount of power that big tech has seized for itself. They're communicating amongst themselves. Twitter, Facebook, and Google are communicating amongst themselves to ban people. Joe, if you didn't have connections at Facebook and you weren't actually doing business with Facebook, Twitter probably would have told Facebook to ban you, and Facebook probably would have done it. I mean, that's the world we're in. I mean, and is that legal? No, that is very illegal. It runs up against Sherman antitrust law. You cannot have these monopolies. They're not monopolies. They're whatever you want to call it. But together, they're operating as a monopoly to basically silence any opposition, silence anyone they disagree with. It's very, very illegal. What do you think, Joe? I know you're getting emails. Today's a tough day because Joe's getting a lot of emails from people.
Yeah, and Deagle needs to shut his mouth. Otherwise, literally, I'm going to just block him on the whole thing. So just so we're clear. I will silence you. Yeah, you go stand up to the Democrat trolls that I have to stand up to. You go have that much courage, you keyboard warrior, and get out of here. I'm out. So, yeah, I do have to answer emails. I have to answer text messages because that's what I have to do for the next probably 2 to 3 weeks if I had to guess. And then I have to worry about whether or not if I walk outside my door, someone's going to try and take a shot at me. I got to worry about that too. So you go ahead and worry about that when you could live your life and do the things that you normally should do only to have to put up with that. Yeah. You're a brave man.
I'm not going to block Deagle, but I'm going to basically use this as an opportunity to tell everyone again, go into the link in the description. Make sure that you subscribe to the audio version of the podcast and make sure that if you haven't already, you like and follow us on Facebook and you subscribe and hit the bell for notifications on YouTube as well. What's that Obama line? Don't boo, vote. Mine is don't block, subscribe. That's our motto. So we're coming up towards the end of the podcast, and today's was a little bit more disjointed because there's things we can't tell you, there's things we can. We have to self-censor at parts just to make sure that we don't accidentally give out too much that could hurt the case. Again, kind of the same reason that we aren't going to, at least from our page, we're not going to be responding to any fact checkers because at this point, screw them. We're even getting attacked by conservative fact checkers, conservative, like the Dispatch. So we're going to be having to self-censor. There's going to be things we can talk about, things we can't. But the biggest takeaway is that Joe is now part of this lawsuit. Sidney Powell mentioned his affidavit there at the press conference today. It's going to get really, really interesting. And Joe's going to be under a lot of pressure. There's going to be times where he's going to get angry or get frustrated. And just everyone, we want to make sure we give Joe lots of support. Again, hashtag Joe Love in the comment section. Because this is going to be a rough couple weeks for sure.
It'll be fun.
Joe, any final thought as we wrap up the podcast?
Courage. I keep talking about it. It's not that easy, actually. As I talk about it, it's not that easy. Being in this position is not that easy. But, you know, we'll get to the point where it becomes more, I don't know, we'll see how it ends. I don't have anything today. I mean, frankly, I got woken up this morning at 4:30 with my first call, and you know, it's been going ever since then. So, you know, we're just we can pray, hope for the best, and pray some more. That's all I got.
Well, I gave you I scheduled more time for your final word than you had, so I'll take this moment again to tell everyone to check out the link in the description for our t-shirts. Help support the channel. You can play the music while I talk about this. Go ahead, put up t-shirt one. This is, again, come and take it for Thanksgiving. We have that, Mr. Producer Josh. There we go. Come and take it for Thanksgiving, modeled after the Texas come and take it flag. And then we have t-shirt two, which is come and take it Christmas. Order it in the link in the description. Help support the channel. Help show the world that you will not stand by while they try and cancel your holidays, especially not Thanksgiving and especially not Christmas. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. If you like the podcast, again, make sure that you subscribe on YouTube, hit the bell for notifications, make sure you like and follow our Facebook page. Very important that you do both. Also, even if you watch us live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, and now we're doing a Saturday show as well, also make sure that you subscribe to the audio version. Help us rise through the rankings. We're working on getting some sponsors, and that's how we'll be able to do it. So check out the link if you have an iPhone, an iPad, or a MacBook. Link in the description. Very important that you subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a good review if you can. And if you can't, Google Play Store, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Podbean, all good places as well. You can also text FREEDOM to 89517. You'll get a text alert when we go live. There's also a link to sign up for our email newsletter so you receive action alerts, which we send out every single day. And yes, we are on Parler at Conservative Daily. Follow us. We'll be happy to follow you back. Joe is there as at Joe Altman, and I am there as at Max McGuire. Mine was kind of silent for a while. I lost control of the account and just regained it yesterday. So feel free to follow either of us. I don't know if Joe has time to follow everyone back, but on Conservative Daily and on mine, I will be happy to. Just might take a little bit. So again, that's going to be it for this edition of the podcast. My name is Max McGuire.
And this is Joe Otto. Altman.
Yeah, wrong.
I had to say it just because it's a mess with people. You guys miss Joe Otto? Ah, he's gone. Joe Altman.
It killed him. That's going to be it for this edition of the podcast. Remember that the fight to take back our country clearly isn't over, but the only way we win is if we all stand and fight together.